Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone. It's Red News Podcast 78, bloody hell. And I've got a few bits of my waffle before we start. The first, most importantly, is pre-orders for the new mag end on Monday. And obviously, we've got no games to sell out. We really need your support. So if you're a waiver, if you haven't done it yet, I'm trying to sort out a nice thing to go with it. So get your orders in. It really, really, really helps us because we probably won't do another mag till the end of July now. The other thing I forgot to say when I asked Nick and Nathan the other week, do you know Giggs only won his first Premier League Player of the Month in August 06? I was surprised with that. I watched last night the VE stuff, and maybe because my boy hasn't seen grandma in so long, but I thought people doing the conga, what the fuck is going on? Then I'd had a drink and I saw Prince Charles come out on the highlights and he had about 50 medals on him. I thought, how the fuck has Prince Charles won 50 medals in a war? So it reminded me there's a Twitter account that calls out bogus soldiers. So I thought, I was half tempted to pissed up. Can you nominate Prince Charles? Because that's not right. Then I had, it's been driven me mad. I've had a last week's been a bit tough, but I've had beautiful moments in it with my boy, and we were playing catch, and there was a moment where I just thought, God, this is special, because you're spending time that you wouldn't necessarily. So that was beautiful. But if you're struggling, I think a lot of people are. My last point, we're talking about anniversaries, and it was the anniversary of Anfield 92 last week, and Coggy's joining us with Nick and Nathan, and I'll just tell you about my day quickly because I've bored the others. But obviously we got there, went to Shithole Punch and Judy pub by Lime Street, where people used to come in and offer you kippers, do you want CDs? People made to order, no, I'll have a steak. And then half an hour later, a bloke would come back with a steak. We obviously heard Brian Dean had scored the own goal. We've lost the legal, but, and then there were a lot. There was tears, punch-ups, all sorts going on in the pub. Got a taxi to the ground. Cabby obviously twigged we were United, four of us. Dropped us the other side of the ground as they're all singing, you lost the league on Merseyside. Ian Rush scores his first goal against us. My mum gets up, sticks two fingers up. Innocuous, you know, there was actual trouble going off all over the place, and coppers come over and go, we're going to nick you. So I say, haven't you got fucking anything better to do? I get dragged out by my feet. They don't take me into the holding cell in the United end. They drag me, just as Jan Mulby took a 35-yard free kick, which just missed. If that had gone in, I'd be forever recorded being dragged out. I got spat on by the whole of Kemlin Road, taken into a cell where I thought, play it straight, Rodney, you know, just don't kick off. So coppers were preceding me through all the shit. Anyway, there's Scousers, and there's one, about 50-year-old Mickey, dirty little bastard. And he kept going, New Munich, I'm going to fucking cut you up when you're out. I'm going to cut you up the whole time. Bloke comes in, Mark Walters scores a second. It's obviously kicked off again. Bloke comes in, he's got a United badge. He goes, is anyone United here? I go, come over here, mate, I am. He then comes up to me and he goes, fucking hell, we'll have the lot of you. There was about 14 Scousers and us two United. So I just went, sit down, mate, please. Anyway, the coppers obviously realised I'm just a div, nothing, you know, no trouble. And they released me and the Mickey just at the moment, right about 5 minutes to go before the end, just after Walters had scored. And I just thought, all the anger of the day, I went, you fucking Scouse twat. And I went to run for him, just as I realised there were all these fucking giddy Scousers coming right outside the end. And I've just shouted, you Scouse twat. So my knee was fucked up. So categorically, 2012 hurt, but 1992 will forever be scarred. Right, so on all that waffle, how are you doing, Coggy, Nick and Nathan?
It was my 21st birthday this week, so really that's taken away a bit of the mundaneness of the week, and I've been watching him get pissed basically.
Fair play.
Which, in fairness to him, he's done quite successfully.
Well, I've just poured a lovely pint of Guinness, my first in 2 months, and I've followed that thing where you pour the can, slowly rise it, and it's superb. So cheers, lads. Nick, we were supposed to do the quiz yesterday, but you decided at the time that we'd all agreed that you would do what?
Hang on. I decided, or the missus decided. There's a big difference between the two. I definitely didn't decide. As I said to you yesterday, if you live with a woman and they ask you to jump, you just say, how high and how many times do you want me to punch myself in the face? You just do whatever the woman says.
So what did you do?
That's what I learned. Gardening. Fortunately. Yeah. So
we're delayed today, Monty Don. Thanks to you. Well, and here's another thing. I'm not going to name him because he's quite well known, Red. But after my last rant about the cats pissing in the garden, I got a message off him. He's either on a big wind-up that he'll joke to everyone in a couple of months, that he said it's a war of attrition and you've got to use your own urine against the cat's urine. So the missus said, for fuck's sake, you're not going to piss in the back garden, are you? I said, no. He said, pour it out and then tip it out. So this is either the biggest wind-up and he's going to go, look at that twat pouring piss over the garden, or I'm going to win the battle. Right, Nathan, how are you?
I think that you need to give that a try to start with. yeah, I'm all right. Just been out on my bike most days, just getting out of the house, like, socially, responsibly, and just, it's just the same every day, isn't it? But,
well, what do you think, when you're seeing all the people out, I can understand it, people are going stir crazy, but what have we been doing for the last 7 weeks if we're just going to throw it away?
Yesterday was a disgrace. Honestly, the street parties, I understand why they're having them to a certain extent, although they wouldn't have done it had it not been on lockdown. But I just can't believe that, the press, the media have been bigging it up as this great community, while on the other hand, I've been condemning anybody for not social distancing.
Sky and BBC were showing it, weren't they? Oh, that's what I can't understand. It's almost encouraging.
Around here, there was a street I went through yesterday, and there was lots of people doing it, but they were all sat outside the house. So as long as, I guess if they're not all mixed.
Yeah, I get, but it was the Congers sort of, and the fucking ones in Richmond and Wimbledon. Yeah, you just think, what are you doing? I mean, I don't like Cockneys at the best of times, as you'll know, but Londoner, Jesus Christ. I think they just think they're either aloof or... But then again, Coggy, I was thinking, what would our 20... You were nicking scarves in your 20s off rival fans, and my 20-year-old self would have gone, shut up, you boring, bald bastard. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. In my 20s, I probably would have done. But we're not talking about people in the 20s here. We're talking about people in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, that in fairness should know better. Yeah. You know, that have probably got older parents who are at risk.
The ones that are out on the...
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's not people, it's not the 20-year-old getting it. It's the 20-year-old getting it and giving it to their grandparent or whatever. And I think that's not, but then, so what do you think about the latest, the Premier League neutral grounds? They're deciding Monday they're going to have all the tests ahead of ahead of key workers. Coggy?
Well, if anything has put me off football, it's the way the Premier League have behaved since this started. From day one, not really being too bothered about it until Arteta got it, to try every attempt possible to get the games restarted for money and for nothing else. And it's just left an horrible taste in my mouth, the whole thing. And the last thing I want to see is any sort of football behind closed doors. And at neutral grounds, I think it's just a disgrace.
I thought it was really funny when I think it was you, wasn't it, that you put on Twitter saying the Liverpool women's team, because they're due to get relegated, want the season called off, but the men's team, because they're on for the Premier League, they want the season on, and you just think it just really sums up football of where it is at the moment. And I just thought, it's just ridiculous. I agree. I think at the moment, don't get me wrong, I want football to come back, obviously, when it's safe to do so. I just agree. I think the Premier League have been an absolute joke. I mean, the whole neutral grounds are playing everything at St George's Park, and the idea of messing around and having 48 substitutions or whatever in a game and roll on, roll off subs and jumpers for goal. But I just think it's crap, you know.
But you're...
What would it say to do?
If you can't have football as football is meant to be, then
it's not safe to do
But you're watching...
Yesterday, you were watching
the K-League, Nathan.
I sat and watched. Go on.
Yeah, good. So you were watching the K-League?
Yes, just purely because Sam Bass is mental. But yeah, I sat and watched that the Korean League side against Star Wars today. Even I didn't watch that. Let me just get that in there. Even I didn't watch that.
I did like someone in the group went, "What's it on?" I just thought that they're almost biting.
I put it on as soon as I saw fans there. It was crap.
But what are you going to watch the Bundesliga? Because you wank off about that, Nick.
Yeah, definitely. The Bundesliga is different. I know all the players that are in that.
So you're slagging it off, but you'll watch it.
Yeah, but I know the players. It's a proper. It's the fucking Korean league.
But no, I'm talking about no. But you're saying the Premier League's wrong to be doing it, but you will be watching the Bundesliga, so you will watch.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there not watch it on telly out protest. It's like I agree it shouldn't be on, but if it's on, I'm going to watch it.
True. So then they know that they've got you. But then they've got you.
That's what they know. Yeah.
I suppose, but I'm going to watch it.
Just going back to you know, behind closed doors, it will create mass gatherings up and down the country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, it will in Liverpool.
Well, you know something, there'll even be United fans, you know, 6 or 8 United fans who go to the match week in and week out together, say, come round my house or something.
That's more.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we might not be in the pub, but there'll be venues, whether it's homes or whatever, where people will meet up to watch the game together.
Yeah.
And so, what's the point?
Say yesterday there was definitely a party at the back, a few streets that you could hear loads of people, and I just thought, am I being miserable or am I just venting because I've stuck by the rules for once? You know, for the first time in my life, I've properly abided, and you think. I just don't know. It's above my pay grade, but I can't. The figures are still so fucking high. And then when I see this plan, we could be back in games in October. I think, are they having a laugh? How can they go from 2 metre distancing to we'll be at games in October? And nothing would please me more. But I also feel like Coggy. I just feel like I read. And this is bizarre because I've done a fanzine and I've loved it. And the hours that have gone in, and it's a really good read. But I'm recoiling at every transfer story I read. I think. We've got an investor call should be taking place next week, I think. That'll be interesting because I think we know there's reality checks under the Glazers anyway, but Woodward is going to give a massive fucking reality check. United can't, you know, keep paying 70% of the wages without something giving. I don't know. But I've enjoyed the old kit.
He preempted it, didn't he, at the fans forum. I've seen the minutes from that saying, you know, there's no... We're not going to see big transfers. I mean, he put it from a global point of view, but he was aiming that at United fans. We're not going to see big transfers in the summer or whatever.
But, you know, fans forums are bad enough, Coggy. Can you imagine how bad a virtual fucking fans forum is? God almighty.
I know.
But you're all right, Coggy.
I was just going to say we're pretty sad yesterday because we missed out on the Red News Do, didn't we, on Friday?
Yeah.
Should have been the Chalky Do. I was really looking forward to that. I've seen Chalky a couple of times through speaking and stuff, but he's a good laugh in the end. And obviously we always have a good time, don't we, every year.
And I was thinking Tom sent little notes, but he's going through treatment. You just think it's fucking, you know, normal life is just almost on hold, but people who are poorly are still experiencing all this. I know it sounds contrite, but I just, every day I'm thinking, I hope everyone I know is all right, and the wider United world, and I don't know.
And just to add to what you said, Nick, not only did we miss the Red News Do last night, we could have put West Ham down today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which would have been even better.
At long last, Coggy, though, how many times did we fuck that up over the years? Yeah. Every time we thought we were going to get revenge for 92 and 95, we always fucked it up.
Never forget.
So what were you planting, Monty Don?
I wasn't planting anything. I was just tidying up from, like, weeds and stuff, you know.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I've tried.
Been doing some sweeping up and...
It's the worst thing in the world. Weeds. It's just the most pointless thing in the world. You cut them and then the bastard's back the next week. I'll be shitting in the garden next week. Forget about it.
Barney, you don't cut weeds. You dig them out. I don't know what this isn't any...
Well,
this shouldn't be an hallelujah moment for you, but you
dig
them out, mate.
Can I sort of take it on the same subject, but take it slightly to football? Is it Karen Brady, the West Ham owner, saying if they start again, they'll have to disinfect the grass? Reset the players.
Jesus.
Wow.
One person, one by one, going around just fucking wiping it down with a wipe. Well, this goes back to old Paul's comment about grass isn't grass anymore, and that fascinating two-hour train journey we had.
But the other thing is, it's all right disinfecting the grass, but then a player is going to grab a hold of another player, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's just balmy. You can't celebrate, but you can stand in a wall next to people.
Well, going back to that game yesterday, watching, and there was a goal. It didn't end 0-0. But yeah, they all celebrated, but there was no like hugging and stuff. But the tussling and stuff within the game anyway, so it's a bit if there's anything, it'll pass during play, not just when people are jumping on top of each other from celebrating a goal. It's just weird.
Can I just say about hugging the goals? I'm probably one of those miserable bastards going, to be honest, but in a football match, whether we sat or stood, I actually don't talk a lot to people. even my Paul, I just watch the game, sing and all that. But I have this urge when we score, I've got to hug somebody. I may not know who the fucker is, and I may not have spoken to him for 90 minutes.
Yeah, but that's one of the great feelings. I've made mates from doing that you get to know, and then you think you're the fucker who jumped on my back when we scored at QPR. Raphael scored at QPR or whatever. That's what you miss, the contact, the buzz. And... Right, I'm denying the inevitable, Nick, because I'm going to embarrass myself. Come on, we've got another quiz. How many have we got?
Ten.
All right.
You tell me when you're ready and I'll...
Coggy's going to win this. It's just that can I finish last again?
I don't think so. My knowledge of United is probably shocking.
I'm not buying that, Coggy.
Listen, mate, ask me anything about games pre-1985 and I'll get them.
All right, there's quite a few in there about that, so you'll be all right then.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'd say most of them are probably pre-1985. It's probably about half an hour, I'd say.
Okay.
Probably about half an hour. So, do you want me to just do them all and then do the answers afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, you happy with that? So,
is it 10 points, Nick?
Yeah, 10 points, yeah.
Oh, I've got one for you to ponder quickly. Or two. Two. One quick one. How many times did Nemanja Vidic get sent off against Liverpool? You can answer that at the end. And there's only one Premier League player who was born in the 1950s, Coggy will know this, who scored a hat-trick in the Premier League. Can you name him? That's for later. Right, go on, Nick. I didn't mean to piss on your parade.
No, it's all right. I think I know the answer to that one. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Oh, it's Gordon Strachan.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
That was a good one, that. That's from Pete from Ramsgate, that.
Yeah, it's
Barney, just a minute. I wanted to know that, Barney, because he wasn't at United at the time. Anyway.
And Vidic was four times, so that's separate. Four times, Jesus. Yeah. Right, go on then.
So, question one. How many players did Bishop Auckland give Man United after the Munich Air disaster? Ooh. Pre-1985, so Coggy's one for one.
He's shaking his head.
Question two. Everybody remembers the 7-1 leg win over Roma in the Champions League, but what was the aggregate score from that tie?
Cool.
Basically, figure out what the away score was and add it on. That's how the aggregate score works, in case you didn't know. But you are proper sick, so
you'll be telling us how to weed garden soon.
Question three. In the next round that season, who knocked United out of the Champions League?
Oh God.
I thought that was quite an easy one.
Nothing is easy in life, Nick.
True. Question four. What is Man United's postcode?
Oh, I know that. I've written enough angry letters to Martin Edwards over the years.
I didn't know that question would go down. I thought, that's quite good. I'll put that in there.
Yeah.
After the German bombings on Old Trafford during the Second World War, what year did they finally get to move back in? So after the German bombings on Old Trafford during the Second World War, what year did they finally get to move back in?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, number six, not including the UK and Ireland, which player has had the most appearances for the club?
Oh.
Not including the UK and Ireland, which players had the most appearances for the club?
Wow. These are good, these. Ooh.
I take my time doing these. I don't rush these.
There's a number there. I'm. Ooh. Yeah.
Question seven. You ready?
Mm. Yeah.
Number seven. Who scored United's first Premier League goal at Old Trafford?
God.
Who scored the first Premier League goal at Old Trafford for United?
We lost their first two games,
didn't
we? Lost somebody, Sheffield United, and Everton as well,
didn't
we? 3-0.
This is when I start feeling angry with Nick. I start getting worked up.
Right. Yeah, for the next one, number eight.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, number eight, who did Fergie say the following about? I decided this man could not be trusted an inch. I would not want to expose my back to him in a hurry.
Oh.
So who did Fergie say the following about? I decided this man could not be trusted an inch. I would not want to expose my back to him in a hurry.
Mm. There's a few that could be as well.
Yeah. I lied, actually. It's out of 11, this quiz. I do apologise.
Fuck's sake. I have to put another box in now. Right, go on.
Number nine is a two-point question.
Right.
So of all the teams that have been in the Premier League, name the two teams that have never scored against United in the Premier League era.
God.
The two teams that have never scored against United in the Premier League era. Who are they?
Bloody hell.
I think you'll definitely get one of them.
Really?
Yeah, I think you'll definitely get one.
No.
The other one surprised me. One surprised me, one didn't.
You've got to think of some of the shitty teams. Well, we scored against Wimbledon. No, of course, we played Lum loads. I'm thinking of Plough Lane. This is when my mind goes to mush. Shit, Nick, you've got me again.
This is the idea of the question.
I know, that's hard.
A question 10. Who scored United's last goal?
Oh, God. What?
All right. Oh, in Austria. Oh, God.
You remember this one, Barney?
In Lask.
Oh, last goal.
Last goal.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about.
Well, both, I suppose. Last goal, last. Whichever one you want to word it as. It was last, but...
Sorry, I was thinking of the last one I went to.
God. Oh. Fucking hell, Nick.
Do any of them again?
The answers, yeah. God, that number nine.
Right, do you know how long it took me to find the answer to that number nine? It took me about 40 minutes to work it out.
It's got to be a team or teams that have come up quickly and then gone back down again.
Yeah, one is and one was up for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Do you want the answers?
Yeah, go on then.
So, number one, how many players did Bishop Auckland give to United after the Munich air disaster?
I've gone for four.
I said five.
I've gone for three.
It was three. Well done,
Barney. Oh, God. Yes.
Well done, Brad. So, number two, remember the 7-1 win over Roma, but what was the aggregate score?
7-1.
7-2.
8-3.
8-3. Oh, well done. Jesus.
I knew we'd lost by one goal away. I thought it was 1-0 rather than 2-1.
Bonus point, if you can name the scorer for United away from home. Nope. Funnily enough.
Rooney.
It was Rooney. Rooney scored. I think somebody got sent off as well. I can't remember who got sent off for United, but someone got sent off that day we finished.
Do you remember when Gerard Pique scored for us in Rome?
Oh, God. We're going back there, aren't we?
Yeah. Right.
Number three, in the next round, who knocked United out of the Champions League that season?
I've gone for Bayern.
I've gone for Bayern as well.
AC?
It was AC Milan. Well done, Nathan. Yeah. We won 3-2 at home, and then we got smashed away from home on my birthday. Horrible at the San Siro. A horrible, horrible game. What's United's postcode?
M16ORA.
Yeah.
Yep. Spot on. After the German bombings on Old Trafford, what year did they finally get to move back in?
Was it 52?
I went 51.
Ooh, miles out there. What's it? Any other guesses?
49.
49?
Yeah.
Does anybody know who we played and what the score was when we finally moved back in?
Nick, just let me enjoy that moment.
It was 3-0, I think, over Bolton Wanderers. Right. I think it was Bolton Wanderers. Not including the UK and Ireland, which player is his most appearances for the club?
I've got Bailey, Vidic or Evra.
I've gone Evra.
None of them.
Aaron Schmeichel.
It's Schmeichel.
Oh,
well
good,
done, Nathan.
Good, well done.
Well done, Nathan.
Did you say Nathan? Spartan, did you say Bailey?
No, Gary Bailey.
All right, I was going to say.
That's
a... surprise,
man.
He's the least.
So, who scored United's first Premier League goal at Old Trafford?
I went for Spartan.
I've gone for Hughes. Because.
Wasn't sure, so I didn't put one down.
It was Dennis Irwin.
Oh. Who was that against?
I didn't write that down, actually.
Slacking.
I don't know, it was somebody shit. It was like, I don't know, older mess with shit. Who did Fergie say the following about? I decided this man couldn't be trusted an inch. I wouldn't want to expose my back to him in a hurry.
I've got a clue.
It wouldn't be Brian Kidd when he fell out with him, would it?
No, it wasn't my kid.
Doug Leash or Edwards?
I don't know. No, he's a former Man United player. His name has already been mentioned on this podcast.
Strachan.
Gordon Strachan. Oh. Well done. Gordon Strachan. Name the two teams that have never scored against United in the Premier League era.
No chance.
I've only gone for one. I've put Millwall.
Millwall haven't been in the Premier League.
Yeah.
No.
Millwall have never been in the Premier League.
In the old league. Come on, Coggy. That was 88, 89.
They scored against United in the Premier League.
I thought they'd won two in the Premier League.
Come on, Coggy, your memory's going.
It's not Millwall, is it?
No, it's not Millwall. It's post-1985, isn't it, Coggy? That's why you had no chance for this one, so I'll let you go.
Fuck. I just can't.
I've got Oldham. And then
No, we
6-2 at Oldham Boxing Day, wasn't it? Was it something in a 5-3? This is hard. I'm not going to get it, mate.
So I thought you'd all get Barnsley. Barnsley came up for 1 year and they didn't score against us.
I thought Barnsley did 7-1. I thought we beat Barnsley 7-1, or was that?
6-0, I think it was. I think it was like 6-0 and 2-0 away.
And then Sheffield Wednesday was the 7-1, was it? Right, go on. And who's the other?
Bradford City. Which I thought was surprising because I'm sure we played them like 4 times. I thought they'd scored against us, but when I did a bit of digging, it turned out they hadn't. So, and lastly, who scored United's last goal?
Was it Pereira?
It was Pereira.
Three. I've actually got worse.
I got
3 for me.
Jesus.
We know who the winner is.
Nathan.
We all got 3.
Oh. What?
Yeah, I got 3 as well.
Tiebreaker, Nick.
Have
you thought?
I think Nathan deserves the prize for getting Schmeichel.
Yeah. Has Nick got a tiebreaker?
I'll just quickly Google one now. Hang on. Let's see what I can find here.
Don't make it too hard. Can't we just be noble winners and we all get it right?
No, can you fuck no? Grumpy bastard. All right, it's quick. So we'll do a closest two again because it's the fairest way to decide it. So we'll do it off Wikipedia because it's always reliable. League appearances. We'll do league appearances because I think that's right. How many league appearances did Schmeichel then make for United? League appearances, closest to wins it.
292.
292. Oh. Is there? 292.
Sorry, that was a cheap victory.
I like. No,
Nathan,
tactics, mate. Go for it.
I say that you're taking Schmeichel with that. I was going to say about 300.
I feel mentally exhausted after these, Nick.
Sorry.
Talking of which,
I thought you'd get better score than 3.
The good times. So Albert's now he's looking at like YouTube videos, learning, trying to teach him. And he came up the other day and he went, "Do you know Mars has two moons, Dad?" And I thought, I've not got a fucking clue, has it? Yes, it has. And I thought, bloody hell, my boy, my 5-year-old knows now more than me. Right. So what are our final thoughts? Buy the mag, obviously. Be nice. Be kind. Be all right. Be safe, please. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are avoid the season, fuck the scouts.
But are you all doing mentally all right? I know I don't want to over-egg it, but I like to know that you're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right, to be fair.
You're doing a lot of cycling, aren't you, Nathan?
Yeah, just that helps, I guess. It just gets me out whilst I can, can't I? And like, obviously, I'm not in anyone's way, and so it's. I do feel grateful that I've got the bike to be able to do that, because I think it'd be a different ball game if I didn't. Yeah. You know, it'd be. But we'll see.
And Nick, you're doing gardening.
Do you know what? Obviously, I know it's a really, really bad thing, and I do get that. But I'm having a ball. I know it sounds really awful to say that, but I'm really enjoying myself. Like, I hate people. I like being on my own. I like my own company. I can sit in and watch what I want on the telly. I can get pissed any night of the week, and I'm getting paid. I found a lovely book on the Cold War. I'm educating myself during the day. I'm tanned.
Nick, you're not, mate. I can see you on the video. You're not tanned. Fucking hell. You're delusional as well.
I was going to show you his white bits now. Yeah, that's tanned.
It's more red, Coggy, if we're going for a colour on the spectrum.
Listen, Barney, the lad thinks he's
tanned.
Let him have his moment.
It's good.
It's got the sun coming in.
No, it's good you're all right, because I just sometimes, I know, you know, the big scheme of things, but I just have that anxiety and panic a couple of times each day. I just have that couple of minutes each day, and I'd have to quell it, and just because otherwise it'd run away with you, but. It's that shape of, like, Nick, you know, we're doing that. We're all doing our own little things. And we are, the humans can adapt and all that. But it's just that, but on the outside, our worlds have been turned upside down. And it's almost like, what the fuck? I'm still not, you know. What can you do? You just get on with it.
I can't have kids and stuff now. I mean, I look at everyone who's got kids and I just think, canal, you're the heroes as well, putting up with them and having
no, it's hard, hard. It like makes that. Me admire teachers even more, even Steve. But, you know, Albert has chest infections. He's been to hospital before and that, he's on asthma. That, but you can't, you know, you just got to get on with it, haven't you? Otherwise, you're just going to end up going a bit bonkers. But I do it for once, Steve. I will say he's a teacher. Fucking hell, you do have your. If this is one, having 30 of the fuckers.
Just for me, the whole situation is it is what it is, and I cope with it. I mean, you know, that's the way I am about most things, to be honest. And I'm in a bit of a cocoon because I'm not going out and, you know, getting food delivered and all that rubbish. The interesting thing for me is how we move out of it and how will I be going forward. will I stop doing certain things?
Yeah.
Because I could risk bringing COVID-19 back home, and which will see the missus off.
Yeah.
That, for me, is probably more of a concern than at the moment. Like Nick said, you know, for me, you know, the kids are home from university, I'm spending more sort of quality time with them. It's not too bad, but it's the next step, yeah. Really.
And also, I think it's decisions, this will come over time, but will we... I want to go to, I've said this before, places I've never been, and I think I will, you know, Bournemouth, stuck on trains, Nick going for 12 hours on a bus, I was on a train for 5 hours. I think I'd go, choose the weekend, you know, abroad, when we can next go, because I think I've done that 20 times in my life. Do I need to do it? Oh, yeah, we've got to go Karuna. We've got to fucking make it. But I don't know, it's just, it's all just, I don't know, I'm still not part of the surreal stage. And what do we do? When can we go? The things we took for granted can be taken away in a fucking instant, though, can't they?
Yeah, I just think if we're not going to go into lockdown again for another 3 weeks or whatever it'll be, what's this all been for?
Yeah.
Like, what's this little short thing? Like, you're either going to treat it seriously or you don't. And, you know, if you see that Wales and Scotland are going to do it and we don't, you just think,
well, give Boris a call tonight, Nick, and fucking put him in his place and tell him what's what.
I'd like 10 minutes for that as well.
I said, I will say, Coggy, at long last, the Stretford End piece is in. We've done a big feature and yours is one of them. So to end this podcast, give me 1 minute of Stretford End memories to encourage into the piece. Read the piece, buy the mag.
It was magical. I mean, you know, the excitement of going into Stretford End. I mean, you know, when I was going in, I was probably 12, age 12 upwards. You know, it was unsafe. It was crammed. You know, you got into the ground. You stood by your mates at kickoff by half time. You'd been pushed there, there, and everywhere to go to try and find where they were. And it was loud. You know, Old Trafford in the 70s was absolutely incredible. We got very few away fans coming, and we had choirs in every part of the ground. You know, you had the Stretford End, which then split into three: left side, the tunnel, and the right side. You'd have local Manchester fans fighting with each other because of gangs from, you know, Denton were fighting with Ermston and all that sort of rubbish. It was quite amusing, to be honest. There was the Scoreboard Choir, there was the Scoreboard Paddock Choir, there was the Stretford Choir, there was the United Choir. You know, I know I'm sounding old reminiscing, but it was a magical time being in the Stretford End back in those days.
Were you left side, right side?
We were the front bit in front of the tunnel because we inevitably got in late, and so we just got in and then just pushed ourselves into the position right beyond the goal, always making sure that there was some unsuspecting soul in front of you, in front of the bar, because when we scored and the crush came, it was some idiot in front of you that got crushed against the barrier and not you. You know, it was...
What's that?
I wouldn't know, Nick, I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word for it, mate.
What did you say, Nick? I'm going a bit deaf.
It sounds like a game.
But yeah, he was...
Oh, Nick, trust you. Trust you to get a take that gig. Oh, I bet you fucking love Ollie Mears as well, Nick. If I see one more of the misses playing one of his videos and laughing, that's done my head in more than the fucking lockdown.
Can I just finish off, Barney, with the going back to your where you started on the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Which is obviously at Anfield. I'd gone to was it Wednesday night we played West Ham away?
Yeah.
Penny Brown. Me and my mate Paul, we got up to Liverpool on the day of the Liverpool game, and we went in the Arkle. Now, for anybody who knows, Arkle is a big Liverpool pub, but we went out in no colours, so we went in for a pint. I go to the toilet, I'm stood next to this giant of a guy, who's fucking massive, and he looks at me, and he went, "You're United, aren't you?" And I'm thinking, shit, I'm going to get my head kicked in here. Do I deny it, which I've never done in my life, or do I agree to it and get my head kicked in? So I said, "Yeah, why?" He went, "I saw you at West Ham on Wednesday night. It's going to kick off in here in a minute. We're ready for them. you either stay and fight or you go. I went, okay, fair enough. And we went. And then seconds or minutes later, it just erupted in the pub. United had got fans all over the place and it just kicked off big time.
There was an anger that day, weren't there? Fucking ending the coppers. And I forgot to say the coppers were going as they dragged me, going, what are we going to nick him for? Is this an arrest or should we just batter him? I thought, fucking hell, this day's getting bad to us. Right, Nick, thanks for the quiz. Nathan, any last words, mate?
Keep on keeping on and just, you know, take each day as it comes and things will be better in time. And
is this the one where we all sing and we'll meet again? Or are we never going to do it?
No, I don't think that'll happen.
All right, I love you all. Take care, everyone. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.